Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Hey, D-Gens, it is Wednesday, June 19th, 2024, claims another sports legend. The Chiefs and Royals could be moving, and we've got Major League Baseball to bet on. I'm Mad Max. Join me, the one and only Sex Panther. Panther, how's it going, man?
Happy Juneteenth. I'm not off work. Most of the rest of us probably aren't either. But, you know, another holiday, no mail. I'm in favor of that. No bank, not in favor of that. 8 days, because I know everybody's counting. 8 more days, Vegas bound. I'm ready to go. But this weather, Max, has kind of got me. Like, I walk out of my house, and it's like, God damn, it's like Vegas. Just kind of, oof, just hits you right in the face. I'm liking it, though. I don't hate it. How you liking the weather, Max?
I like the hot weather, but I haven't left my house in a couple of days because work has been absolutely insane. So I did not leave my desk for more than, you know, 10-minute clips at a time yesterday. You know, get some water, use the bathroom or something. Like, I was glued to my desk yesterday, so I didn't get to experience any of the nice weather. By the time I finally got out, it was nighttime, and it cooled off a bit. But I like the hot weather. I'm a big fan of, like, especially dry heat. Like, you know, I've said it before, sometimes I get into the car when during the summertime where it's just hot, and I just sit in there for a minute or so, and it's just like, oh, this is nice. It's like a fucking sauna in the car. So I'm a fan of the heat, so maybe I'll go outside at some point today. I am off of work, so here I am still recording bright and early with you guys on my day off, because I figured I got nothing better to do. So, you know what I'm going to do on my day off, Panther? You know what I'm going to do on my day off?
Work on your bathroom.
No, I'm going to work. I'm going to work.
Oh, going to work.
Yeah, so my day off, I end up working. No, the bathroom is it's almost done. Today's the last day. So, very excited to see how that project has come along. It's now down to the accoutrement, if you will, right? The trim and some painting and the little things, but the tiles are all in, and everything's looking fantastic. So, brand new bathroom. You know, it's funny too. I'm talking to my daughter last night. I was like, "Hey, you excited about the new bathroom?" She's like, I'm like, "Oh." She's like, "You like the old bathroom?" I was like, "Yeah, it was kind of silly." I'm like, "Well, you don't like the new bathroom?" She's like, "It kind of looks like a hotel." I was like, "You gotta love the honesty of kids." It's like, "Oh, I'm all excited about this bathroom, and way to, like, you know, cut your legs out from under you and just give you some brutal honesty." It's like, oh, my kids couldn't give two fucks.
I give zero fucks.
A bathroom's a bathroom.
do you do you get dibs on christening the bathroom? Who gets to flush the toilet first?
Oh God. Like it's a bottle of champagne against a ship. It's whoever drops the first deuce in the toilet.
Okay, great.
I might have to invite a celebrity. It's like just find a celebrity to take a shit in your house. You know, I'm sure, you know, one of those celebrities will fucking drop a deuce in your toilet for some money. You know, one of the Real Housewives or something.
Maybe you can find a New York Met.
Oh my God. If Keith Hernandez dropped a deuce in my toilet, I think I would never flush again, right? I mean, at that point, it's like Keith's shit is in your toilet for life. Or Mr. Met himself. Just have Mr. Met get his giant fucking baseball head into my bathroom and him sitting on my toilet. God damn it.
Shit.
Yeah, literally shit. Okay, man. So some serious news. 2024 has actually claimed a couple of sports legends so far. Bill Walton was kind of one of the more recent ones. Jerry West after him. We made the joke that Jerry West didn't want to see the Celtics win another championship. So he peaced out of this earth. Willie Mays passed away yesterday at the age of 93. Willie Mays, one of the... I don't know where you put him in the top five greatest baseball players of all time. I mean, he's if he's not on the Mount Rushmore, he's close. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Of course, played for the Giants most of his career. Also had a season with the Mets. I don't know if you know that, Sex Panther. He did 1972, helped the Mets win the pennant. So, Willie Mays, legendary sports icon, baseball player. Some statistics on him. He's had a 22-year career. He led the National League in home runs four times when he retired. His 660, of course, ranked him third in big league history. He's now sixth behind Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, Alex Rodriguez, and Albert Pujols. He also finished his career with 3,283 hits, which is 12th of all time, 1,903 RBI, which is 12th all time. Now all we got is Willie Mays Hayes. Yes, Homer, thank you. That's all that's left on this earth is Willie Mays Hayes. But yes, this, again, 93, nothing to like kind of, you know, shrug your shoulders at. It's like he lived a good life, kind of cherished and heralded throughout baseball. Everyone loved him. You know, basically said no bad words said about Willie Mays, Sex Panther.
Never. I mean, Willie, I got to be honest. When I saw that he had passed away, I was like, he was still alive? Like, I didn't know he was still alive. But he's been kind of, I don't want to say recluse, just hadn't heard his name in the last few years. But, you know, especially during the Barry Bonds era, we heard his name a lot. He's anytime the Giants were in the playoffs, the World Series, we heard Willie Mays. Willie Mays. One of the all-time greats. I don't know if I have him on Mount Rushmore, but you know, it that doesn't take away his legendary status. The guy was and will remain one of the all-time greats for generations to come. Another sad day in sports, but to your point, we're all gonna go. 93, like he lived his life. Good on him. So condolences to the family and Major League Baseball. We lost one of the greats.
Yeah, very, very sad day for baseball, but again, lived a great life, and they're about to hold a memorial game for him, for the Negro League, and, it was announced yesterday he wouldn't be able to make it, and, well, now we know why. He was apparently dealing with some health issues, and, he will be missed. You're right. He hadn't been around baseball as much as but he used to be. He used to be just all around baseball, just a positive force in Major League Baseball. And, condolences to the families. Other piece of news that I saw yesterday or today, this morning, early this morning, were the Chiefs and the Royals could be moving to Kansas. You might be sitting there saying, oh, they're already playing Kansas City. Yes, in Missouri. Not the Kansas City in Kansas. Now, of course, you know, every team wants a new stadium. Every team wants, you know, something flashy and fit more people and get more revenue in. So understandable. The Chiefs are three-time champions, so they deserve the best of the best. The Kansas City Royals are an up-and-coming team. They, of course, won a title back in 2015, so it's not too far off since the Kansas City Royals have been a winner. Not been a winner for most of the last 40 years, but still a team that's on the rise. Now, what we saw yesterday was bipartisan Sex Panther. It can work. It can work together. Bipartisan legislation. Okayed the measure to authorize state bonds to help finance new stadiums and practice facilities for both teams on the Kansas side of the metropolitan area. So that's the, you know, the border of Missouri and Kansas. Everything would be moving to Kansas. It would allow the state bonds to cover up to 70% of each new stadium, paying them off over 30 years with revenues from sports betting, state lottery, ticket sales, and new sales and alcohol taxes collected from shopping and entertainment districts around the new stadiums. So I'm going to put a pause in this right here and just say they're going to pay this off over 30 years. Which to me means mortgage. If I'm a sports team, but yes, it's a mortgage. But if I'm a sports team, that means, guess what? This is my last new stadium for 30 fucking years. So it better be a good one.
Man, where we've seen, I mean, goddamn, Wrigley Field's, what, 120 years old? Stadiums do a stand the test of time. But like you and I talked about homes yesterday, and yours built in 1950.
Yep, exactly.
You just don't build things today. Like they used to. So 30 years might be the time somebody starts crying for a new stadium anyway. You know, this has been in the talks for a couple of years, ever since they put the NASCAR track out there in Kansas City, Kansas. There's been talk of trying to get Arrowhead and Kauffman or whatever name they're going to give them to move out there. And they want to turn it into a sports, entertainment, shopping, everything district. And why that sounds great for that area, what it would do to the Kansas City, Missouri side, I don't know, you know, if with these bonds and what happens to Kansas City, Missouri and that area, because they get a lot of tax revenue. They get a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into having sports teams. And then now you have these stadiums that, what are you going to do? Demolish them, turn it into a parking lot. There's a lot of things, positive and negative. So I can get behind the excitement of it. But on the other hand, the Missouri side of it's got to be like, oh, this is going to suck big balls.
Yeah, I mean, from what I hear, Missouri has some crime issues and some other things not going so well for them. So losing this could be very, very detrimental to the overall livelihood and prosperity of Missouri. There's also the Taylor Swift factor, Sex Panther. I think maybe she'll feel more comfortable in Kansas than in Missouri. I don't know. Maybe they're swaying that. But ultimately, it comes down to what's best for the teams, right? I mean, it's not like it's a move, right? It's not like they're moving to a whole new area. This is in the general vicinity. This is like calling the New York Giants and Jets, New York Giants and Jets, where they don't play in New York or they play in New Jersey, right? It's close enough, right? It's close enough. The stadium is like right there, right near New York City. So it's close enough, you know, it's kind of one of those things. So I do think it's not like they're picking up and moving to, you know, like, I don't know, Omaha. It's not like they're really moving kind of far away. Right. I don't know why I said Omaha. I just picked a random fucking city out of my hat. Omaha was the winner there. But, you know, it's still in the same fucking area. So if the teams can get state-of-the-art facilities and new stadiums, for the Chiefs especially, they fucking deserve it. So whatever. Whatever gets them the best, I'm supportive of it.
I'm on board. And like you said, the crime could be another reason why they want to move. You know, they're going to get a new stadium one way or another. And I do believe the people of Missouri were a little reluctant to, you know, commit to tax dollars and funding the state. You know, that it always becomes a catch-22 when you're asking the government, the city, the taxpayers to fund a stadium for private owners. It gets to be a little, there's a little tug of war there. But what it does for your community, what it does for that area, can't be understated. So it's going to be a good thing. It'll probably happen. It's been in the works for the last couple of years. I've got friends that live over there, so no doubt at some point I will visit and go to a game. So kind of looking forward to that.
All right. Homer, not a fan of Missouri and not a fan of Taylor Swift. If you're here live in the chat, you could read what he said about both of them. Before we take a break, X-Chris has some NHL fun facts and opinions, so we'll get to those before we take a break. Of course, staving off elimination last night were the Edmonton Oilers. There you go. Not able to celebrate. The Florida not able to celebrate like the Celtics did, so could there be a comeback? Well, let's see what X-Chris has to say about this. There have been several 3-0 comebacks in the NHL playoffs, but only one in the finals. He says, man, this pisses me off that I have to say this, but the Maple Leafs came back against the Red Wings in 1942 to beat the Red Wings and take the Stanley Cup. There were three times the teams were down 3-0 and came back and lost in Game 7, 1945. Red Wings nearly got revenge on the Maple Leafs for a blown 3-0 lead 3 years previously. 1975, Islanders came back from a 3-0 deficit to win in the previous round, but lost Game 7 against the Flyers. Canucks won Game 7 in overtime after the Blackhawks tied at 1-1 with a shorthanded goal with 1:56 left. If the Blackhawks had won, it would have been the third straight playoff year that they beat the Canucks as they eliminated them in the second round, both in 2009 and 2010. And then the Red Wings again in 2011 Western Conference Finals, lost in Game 7. So an opportunity here arises for Edmonton to come back in the series. I don't think it's going to happen. But I have been on the opposite wrong side of every game in this series so far, so what the fuck do I know, Guru?
Here's what I know. I need you to bet Edmonton in Game 6, because I've been on Florida pretty much every game. But this kind of pains me, but he said 1942, the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this could potentially be the second time somebody has come back from down 3-0, and it'll be a Canadian team beating an American team. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this can't happen. Blasphemy.
No,
Canadians with their... Yeah, you can't defend your national sport. Again, Americans win everything. Or maybe not. Turned into a good series. And now with Edmonton going back, down 3-2, but going back to Edmonton, now this really, really is a series. So looking forward to that. We'll talk about that tomorrow, I think. Is the game tomorrow or is the game Friday?
Game should be tomorrow. It's Friday. Friday the 21st. Yes, it'll be on Friday. So we'll talk about that on Friday.
There we go.
All right. And we're going to talk baseball after this break. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's T-H-E,
D-E-G-E-N-S. If you didn't know how to spell the D-Gens, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Back at you. Possibly never even left. I think we, I've gotten commercials every single time I've listened to the show. So maybe sponsors are paying us more money. I'd like to see that money in our pockets someday. Someday, Panther. That's our Christmas bonus checks, right? This is gonna buy you a couple rides at the American Dream.
It might buy me the gas to get out there.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. There you go. Baseball, Sex Panther. I went 4-0 yesterday. I had a very good day betting baseball yesterday. It was actually the Florida Panthers that killed us in the parlay. We hit both of our baseball picks in the parlay yesterday. I'm gonna do a little bit of double dipping today. Two games that I hit on yesterday, I'm gonna revisit them today as well, and then I got a couple of others. How about you? What you got today for us,
dude? I got 7 games. This is a very bettable day, a very good day, I think, to sports bet. Let's start by ripping X Chris's Band-Aid off. The Detroit Tigres are down in Atlanta taking on the Tomahawk Chops. Skibal taking the mound. Tariq Skibal going to go against Reynaldo Lopez. I think this might be the premier pitching matchup of the day. Problem for the Tigers are their offense still mediocre. Atlanta at home with Lopez, minus 135. Sorry, X-Chris. Give me the Braves for $10.
This is usually where X-Chris gives us a number on his list. The problem is he has two number twos. He went 1, 2, 2, 3. So to be, I'll call it. Maybe not to be. That is the question. Pitching matchup of the day / year, Skubal versus Lopez. I'm biased, so I'm taking the Tigers. That's what he says. Dude, I like Atlanta here, but it's hard to argue Detroit Skubal with a fucking plus line here. I still think no matter how banged up Atlanta is, their offense is better than Detroit. It's not great. Hasn't been great. So I'm going to lean Atlanta in this one, but man, I just want to get the bag of popcorn and just fucking watch this. I hope they both go like fucking 8-9 innings. I think Homer's saying that score is going to be 2-1, because both offenses suck. Are you talking about hockey there? I thought you were talking about fucking Detroit and Atlanta here. Anyway, it could be 2-1. It could be 2-1 as well. But I say that because both pitchers are fucking amazing. So I'll lean on Atlanta.
Oh, he's talking about the Braves. Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, well, you said, yeah, listen, you said Florida's puck line. You know, there you go. I don't know. Oh, Lord, Homer. It's too early. It's too early for your shenanigans. What you got next, Panther?
Next game up, the Cincinnati Reds are still in Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers. Hunter Green going against Mitch Keller. This, surprisingly, was a, I mean, the good pitching matchup yesterday, but 2-1, really? Low-scoring game? Maybe could be a little the same with these two pitchers going. Still, I like Hunter Green. He's a flamethrower. Cincinnati Reds have the better sticks, and I'm getting a plus 100 on the Reds. I'll take Cincinnati all day. $10 on my Queen City Reds.
This one I will give you moral support on right now. I do think a good pitching matchup as well. Keller's found a way to win some games this year. They're at home, but Pittsburgh isn't like dominant at home, where the Reds have found a way to win on the road. I don't think that the Pirates' early surge in the season makes them a favorite in this one. I could see it plus 100. Not just a value play, it's probably the right play. I'll lean Cincinnati with you.
All right, next game up, the Fathers are still in Philadelphia and probably can't wait to get out. Walden taking the mound, going against Cy Young candidate Ranger Suarez. Philly's minus 165. Again, I don't think these are traps. This is great lines. I think the Phillies against the Padres could have easily been minus 200 any one of these games. Minus 165. It's actually still $20 worse than what it was when it opened at minus 145. I'm on the right side. You too can be on the right side by taking the Phillies for $10.
First off, I did miss number three for X Chris's list. I guess number three, number four, whatever the fuck it is. Reds money line. Lots of good pitching matchup. He's going to take the better bats, so he's on the Reds money line. He is also on the Phillies money line as well. So we're just chopping down X Chris's list. I am on the Phillies money line as well. So this is looking like the double dip parlay pick of the day right here, because we hit on the Phillies yesterday in the parlay together, hand in hand, over the cliff. And we'll do it again today. I like the Phillies here. $10 bet on Philadelphia.
Next game up, I will bet you $2.5 million I don't have that it's on X Chris's list. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in Washington.
Yep. It's number five. There you go. We're going right in order. 2, 3, 4, 5. He's like predicted the whole show.
Well, he probably does like me, and he goes right through the I go in chronological order of when the games are time stamped to start. So this is the order that I go in. Arizona, so obviously we're still on the East Coast. Washington will throw staff, not ace, Patrick Corbin. This is the easiest fade, not named. I don't know. Who else do I fade more than Patrick Corbin? I don't know if there is one. Just whoever's playing the Phillies right now, maybe. Brandon Pfaadt taking the mound for Arizona. He's been okay. He's been very hit and miss. But against Patrick Corbin, he just has to be okay. Minus 165. I'm there. Give me the D-backs for $10.
So yes, as I mentioned, this is number five on his list. Diamondbacks money line. We already know why. Panthers bet. I desperately want you to be wrong, Sex Panther, because I feel bad for Patrick Corbin. I want him to come out and pitch a no fucking hitter and just prove you wrong. But the fact is, he's not going to do that. And I'm going to bet Arizona too. So prove us both wrong, Patrick Corbin. Prove all of us wrong. $10 bet on the Diamondbacks.
Well, I don't want him to do that now because it just got into the parlay. So we really need Patrick Corbin to pitch like Patrick Corbin. Next game up, I don't know if anybody thought I'd be on this one. Seattle is at Cleveland. The Minesweepers taking on the Guardians. Brian Wu going against Tanner Bibee. Pretty good pitching matchup, but Wu is a name that, well, we only talk about when he pitches. He's been excellent. He has been Rangers Suarez-esque. That is the reason that I'm backing the Minesweepers. I know their bats are a little questionable. Cleveland, I kind of jumping on the bandwagon of this team being very good. But Brian Wu has been damn near unhittable. And I'm getting a plus line. Give me the Minesweepers for $10.
Ah, man, this is a tough one. I'm going to lean Cleveland here, but I
don't love it. Because I see what you're seeing. I see there's value. Plus 118 at Caesars. I might be betting Seattle with you. But when I saw this before at the plus 110, it wasn't there from an implied probability standpoint. But you got not just moral support. You got Dada no money. He's on Seattle too. So there you go, Sex Panther. Got some support on Seattle. But I'm going to lean Cleveland on this one.
All right, next game up, the Tampa Bay Rays are in Minnesota. Taking on the Twinkies, Taj Bradley toeing the rubber for the Rays. But more importantly, for me anyway, Joe Ryan taking the hill for the Twins. And Joe Ryan has been absolutely phenomenal for these Twinkies. He's probably single-handedly keeping this pitching staff's ERA down because some of the other guys just have not been good. Lopez hasn't been great. Bailey Ober has not been great. But Joe Ryan has been great, and I think he's great today. Give me the Twinkies for $10.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Minnesota with you. If it wasn't for another team, which if we don't get to them, X-Chris has two fucking notes about this one team. If it wasn't for another team, Minnesota would be the hottest team in baseball right now. They're playing excellent baseball out there right now. Six games in a row that they've won, and 4.5 games behind Cleveland's not – it's not out of the question. You know, I'm just saying, yeah. So Cleveland's lost 3 games in a row, and Minnesota could catch them. So I like the Twins today as well. So more support lean on Minnesota.
Last game up for me. The Houston Astros are going against Chicago White Sox. And if I'm betting the White Sox, you know who's pitching. Garrett Crochet taking the mound, going against Hunter Brown. This actually is going to be a pretty good pitching matchup. Hunter Brown has been pitching much, much better than he was to start the season. But still, I cannot fade Garrett Crochet, who's just pitching like an absolute ace. If this is a move that the White Sox are going to – and I'm hearing from multiple sources that the White Sox are going to move Garrett Crochet for assets at the trade deadline. Dude, give up. What do you got to give up and go get this guy? He is an absolute stallion. I hate betting the White Sox, but I always feel good about it when he's on the mound, and I'm still getting a slight plus line. Had it at 105 when I wrote it down. Give me the White Sox for $10.
You heard that, Mets, right? You heard that. We got some assets. Get them over to Chicago. Get this fucking guy. Listen, it's hard to argue. I got to lean the White Sox with you. They got the pitching matchup. They're at home. I don't like Hunter Brown out there. It's not like the Astros are dominating. So, yeah, number 7 on X-Chris's list, White Sox money line. I guarantee Panthers betting this one, too. He said also Cannon pitched a gem yesterday and won. He pitched 8.2 innings and kicked ass. So there you go. Motorsport lean on the White Sox.
That'll take care of my 7 plays. And since you only bet a handful of them, you must have a couple more, Max.
Well, I have to talk about this one because who's coming back from the injury list and starting today for the New York Yankees? How are we Garrett not talking Cole. About Garrett fucking Cole making his debut against Maury fucking Povich's kid? Not Maury Povich's kid. But I think there's value on the Orioles here with Cole getting the start. So I'm getting plus 155 just because of the name brand recognition of Garrett Cole, where I don't think Garrett Cole right now is the best pitcher on the Yankees. He's coming back from injury. He's going to be on a pitch count. So you're just basically baiting people to bet the Yankees on name brand recognition. I can't do this. Plus 155 is too much value for me to give up on the Baltimore Orioles, a team that I think is as good as the Yankees. So yeah, $10 bet on the O's.
I took my shot on the O's yesterday. They missed. I wasn't going to, chasing waterfalls here. But if you want to back the Yankees, I just feel like it's too chalky. There's too many ifs and ands and buts for Garrett Cole. First time out there, I'm with you. I do believe he might go 5, and then we go to the bullpen, which has been good. It's been very good. But you're right. This O's team, there's, two, maybe 3 teams. There's 3 teams that can bang with the Yankees. The Orioles are one of those teams. So this was just too much. I wanted to go Orioles. I didn't because I lost yesterday, and that's just the kind of gambler I am. But I'm not eating the chalk on the fucking Yankees. So I will give you moral support and lean the orange Orioles.
Last one up for me. This is a tough one because I'm double dipping. I hit on the Brewers yesterday. I'm going to bet on the Brewers today. Now, Peralta hasn't been fantastic. And surprisingly, if you're looking at a trade asset, Anderson might actually be on the trading block for the Angels. He's actually been one of the fucking bright spots in their rotation, bright spots on the team. Trout, who knows when he's fucking coming back, possibly never. And so at the trade deadline, Anderson might have some value for teams looking for pitching depth. So it's tough for me to fade the Angels when they have the pitching advantage, just that they fucking suck. They're just a shitty team. And the Brewers just, I think they're going to roll today no matter what. So I don't love it, but my spreadsheet says for me to bet it. $10 bet on Milwaukee.
You know, for a guy that doesn't pay attention to pitching matchups, you sure are talking a lot of starting pitchers here in these last two games. But that's exactly why I'm not on this game. Because you're right, Freddy Peralta has been very mediocre. And that's about the nicest thing I could say over the last month or so. This is supposed to be the staff ace of the Brewers, which means, yes, the Angels do have the upper hand with the pitching, but the Brewers still have the better hitting. I couldn't get to a side. I'd probably lean the Angels because of the plus line, but I like you. I didn't love the game, so I'm not betting it. I will lean the Anaheim Angels.
All right, let's get through the rest of X Chris's list. Number one, did you know the Mets are fucking 7-0 over the last seven games? Again, hottest team in baseball as it stands right now, which brings us to his number six. Mets money line again, keep the streak going. I hope so, man. Listen, they're two games under 500. They're somewhat competitive. The Mets are somewhat competitive right now. Unfucking believable. They found a way. They found a way to win some games.
They're competitive winners.
Speaking of comebacks, did you know that the Red Sox came back from 3-0 against the Yankees in the 2004 AL Championship? Yes. That's a bloody sock.
Bloody sock.
It? Yeah, that's a bloody sock right there. So yeah, legendary. X Chris was born that year, I think. Maybe he's like 2 years old or something like that. He's a youngin. That's it. He was born in 2001. Okay, all right. Then you were born when the Yankees lost in the World Series to the Diamondbacks. So that's the year that you were born. Yankees have not been the best of teams over the last 20 years. They got one title in there, right? I think it was what was it? 2008. Is it 2008 that they won the World Series? It's been a while since they won the World Series, right? They had one in the last like 20 years or so, which again is a lot more than the Mets. NY Yankees championships 2009. Thank you. I knew it was right around then. 2009. Of course, they had that stretch of like what was it? Four out of like 5 years or something like that, because they did 96, 98, 99, 2000, and then went to the World Series in 2001. Beat the Mets in the World Series in 2000, Subway Series. I remember that one. Mets have made it to a couple of World Series, but have not been able to win one since 1986. So, meh. Anyway, let's put together this D-Gen parlay for the day. You're right. We are fading Patrick Corbin together hand in hand. So we're taking the Diamondbacks minus 160. We're fucking taking the best pitcher in baseball right now. All apologies to Skiball. And we're taking the Phillies minus 158. And then, God, is it the White Sox? Why not? Plus 110 on the White Sox? We're going to do this? Let's do this.
Why not?
458. On this Wednesday, Sex Panther, take us home.
I will take you home with something that we've all done. When you laugh, have you ever had one of those situations, Max, where you laugh and then you snort? Well, the laughing snort, or giggle snort, joined our Discord. And so did CT Sun Devil. I want to welcome them both to the Asylum. They came in and they're shooting the shit with us, just like the rest of these clowns. You guys too can do it. Come on in, join the Discord, join an asylum, shoot the shit with us, call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you did yesterday, what you're betting on today. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk.
This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.